You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to myself and Michael.
Peter, why don't you tell us about FanDuel?
Well, why don't you go ahead and shove it?
You know, it's certain people at certain stations, you'd be out of a job.
And dead.
It's a lot there.
Very much so.
Let's say good evening to Don.
I had the steak fritz.
Fritz.
I don't know.
Good evening.
Well, wait, can I ask you one thing? What did the waiter or waitress say to you when you ordered steak
I think she
fritz?
Corrected me as well.
And what did Sam? Did Sam laugh at you?
Nobody laughs at me because they respect me. They do. I mean, maybe behind my back they snicker.
I'm sure they snicker
but no,
behind you.
But Sam Rosen is an absolute
that
gentleman.
Oaf said Fritz. That's what they're probably saying.
Sam Rosen is an absolute gentleman.
I know he is. A great man.
Do you think? What do you think's worse? What's more glaring, Don's unfortunate Fritz incident, or when I overheard someone at an Italian restaurant a couple years ago saying Gnocchi over and over again?
Oh, definitely Fritz.
Fritz is worse than Gnocchi, right?
Really?
Yeah. I think he's right. Because gnocchi is a at least it's a very, it's strange.
Well, gnocchi. Yeah.
That's weird.
Everybody in the world who has any command of the language knows it's Fritz.
No, I don't think so. You got to run up at the polls. The guy's on the other side of the glass.
Fritz and have it be Fritz. It doesn't
Well,
work.
You can't say
no.
How.
It could be Fritz.
No, why can't it be Fritz? How would you spell Fritz?
Fritz.
All right.
That is more Fritz. Yeah, sure.
But at least the front end.
That's a bad look, Don. Just
I don't
take
think
the
it's a bad. You know, I'm going to call it Fritz forever. But I'm not ordering it again because I didn't care for it.
But the
was that
you
your first
didn't care
time
for
having
the steak? It has nothing to do with the Fritz.
Wait, was that your first time having the Fritz?
That I can recall, yes. That you've was the only steak on the menu, and I was in the mood for steak.
And you've never ordered a Fritz prior?
Not that I remember.
You know, it's just steak and fries, right?
I understand.
So don't blame that on the Fritz.
I'm going
but it's
to.
A favorite. I feel like the steak and the steak Fritz is a specific kind of steak. It's usually a thin.
Not necessarily.
It's usually a skirt kind
of
style.
I didn't care for it. It was very rubbery.
Well, I mean, you went to a bad place, maybe.
I don't think it was a bad place. Everybody else enjoyed their food.
Did anybody else have steak Fritz?
No.
You were the only Fritz guy.
They had a tremendous guac dip that I partook in, and there was a nice hummus.
I thought you're anti-guac.
I know, but if it's done well, I'm not the guy in my lab.
So they did the guacamole well, but they didn't do the Fritz
I'm not
well.
Saying the restaurant is a really nice restaurant. I just didn't care for the steak Fritz.
Fritz.
I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to get it to the point where they're going to have to change it.
That may be a better drop than the initial one. Him saying I just didn't care for the steak Fritz, it might be the better drop.
I'm the only person that's ever pronounced it that way?
Yes. Only person that actually had, you know, went to school.
Wait a minute. It has nothing to do with education.
Yes, it does.
I read it the way that it was spelled.
It's
how would
not
you,
spelled
how
Fritz.
Would you say Fritz with an S? Same as you would with a Z.
Fritz, not Fritz.
No. It's not that off.
It's very
if that
off.
Was somebody's name and I pronounced it that way, they'd correct me, but they wouldn't think I was an idiot.
Let me tell you.
You try to make it about education and being smarter than me. We're all sitting in the same room.
That's
buddy.
Right. How'd it work out? Let's say
I hate it when people don't take L's.
Let's say good evening to Don.
I've seen and I've heard the things that you've done for entertainment.
And good evening to Don.
I don't want you to go through any kind of torture. I mean, that's reserved for me. It's my thing.
And good evening to myself. They want you to just stick your head right up the udder and take a bite. Steve Cohen spoke today.
Really? I wouldn't know.
No, it,
here.
It wasn't today. It was yesterday.
Well, at some point he spoke.
Thank you, Don.
Well, Lincoln spoke today. Would you say Lincoln spoke today?
Do you think that's a fair comp?
Steve is still with us. So it's very fluid. Today is the last time he spoke in public. So relax yourself.
Was it within 24 hours? Close to it.
No, definitely not within 24 hours.
30 hours.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear from Uncle Steve.
That's a guess on your part. When did he speak yesterday?
He spoke before the Met game yesterday.
And when was the Met game?
Probably Sunday.
Probably Sunday.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's still. Come on.
Take your fritz, give me a break. Okay?
Let's hear from Uncle Steve. He's optimistic about this team.
When you talk to the players, they say the defense is going to be so much better than last year. I mean, last year we were given four outs in an inning. You know, I think you can see it. You know, we're in almost every game in spring training, and I suspect that's the way it's going to look during the season. If you have good defense and the relief pitching looks pretty, you know, pretty strong, looks like we have a lot of depth there, which means we're going to be in a lot of games. And if you're in the game, you got a chance to win.
I don't think they have a lot of depth in the bullpen. I don't want to disagree with Uncle Steve, but they don't have a lot of depth.
Well, yeah, you know what? For me personally, when I really want to know how a team's going to do, you know who I like to ask?
The owner.
The players on the team. What do you think about the defense? Good. Wow, solid. Nice. All right. How about his initial sentiment to win a World Series in his first 5 years, Steve?
I said I'd be slightly disappointed, okay? So just let's clarify that, okay? You know, but in the end, you know, you got to set big goals. Otherwise, you don't set big goals, you're never going to get there. And we may not get there. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. It's really hard to win a World Series. I mean, some of the best teams in baseball that we've seen over the last 10 years have a hard time winning the World Series. So the whole point is to be competitive, be in the playoffs, be there every year, and give yourself the best shot. And, you know, good things can happen.
And how about the expectations for this year, Unky Steve?
I think making the playoffs. I think that would be, obviously last year was a real disappointment. You know, we came in with high expectations and that's, you know, and when you get there, you know, I wasn't expecting what happened. I think we've built up sort of the floor of what's possible. Listen, there are a couple great teams in the National League, but other than that, I think we're as competitive as any other team.
What did he just say? What?
I think we're just as competitive as any other team.
Competitive is in the eye of the beholder.
Of who?
As any team in the National League, he said.
No, after what? He said after the top three?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Braves, right. The Phillies, mm-hmm. and the Dodgers.
Right.
There's way more teams that are better than the Mets. Way more competitive.
I would think so as well. Well,
but the Padres, the Diamondbacks, who, by the way, were National League defending champions.
Yeah, sure. They got something to say.
I think the Cubs are better than the Mets.
But we're going to wait and see.
I don't have that luxury here, baby.
We're doing a three-and-a-half-hour extravaganza. Let me finish. Don't jump me. I am going to hold him to this. Like, I don't want to hear when they go, you know, when they lose 100 games and say, well, nobody expected us to do anything. No, Steve, you said that your expectation was a chance to make the playoffs. So if you don't have any chance of making the playoffs, I want to hear how disappointed you are and what changes you're going to make. Because you got to be held to what you say. So you believe this team is going to be competitive. You think there's an expectation to compete for a playoff spot. Then go and do that. I'm going to hold you to that. I don't want to hear at the All-Star break, when they're 20 games out of 500, oh, well, what did you expect? You know, we're in a rebuilding year, and there were no expectations around this team. No, you have now applied some expectations. So let's see it. And if this team is still alive, and they're buying at the deadline instead of selling, and they're competitive, okay, then you were right. If he's wrong, then he's got to own that. I don't want to all of a sudden change the expectations on the fly here and then have to hear at the end of the season, well, nobody thought we could compete. No, you said it. You said this team's going to be competitive. I'm going to hold you to that.
I believe, you might disagree with me, maybe Steve will as well, they have no intention of making the playoffs this year. This team is not built to make the play. If they do, then everything possible could have gone right. But this team is not built to make the playoffs. They would not be starting with Mark Vientos as the DH and Brett Beatty as the third baseman if they wanted to make the playoffs. Right. So they have a different goal. They're trying to find out about young players. I get it.
It's so funny, though, when you throw out competitive. It's a very loose statement, right? Like, I want to be competitive. So what does that mean? What does competitive mean? Does that mean finishing the season 3 games out of a playoff spot? 5 games? 10 games? Does it mean finishing above 500? Does that mean being better than you were last year? I don't know what competitive necessarily means to Steve Cohen. Competitive to me means that you're in the race into September. If you go into September, you're above 500 and you're within 5 games of a playoff spot, to me, that's competitive. But, you know, Steve Cohen can turn around and say, we were competitive. Look, we finished 2 games under 500. That was better than last year. Competitive is in the eye of the beholder. So it's a loose statement to begin with. But listening to him speak, it sounds like that come September, this team's in the hunt for a playoff spot. Well, and if they're not, then I want to hear how disappointed he is, not hear a bunch of excuses and a bunch of, well, nobody expected anything anyway. No, you don't have that now.
And he also, you know, what made me, got my attention was, you know, we're as competitive as any of the, anybody other than the top three teams. I just don't believe it. I think there are much better teams than the Mets. I think that, I left out the Giants. Giants are better.
But there's a lot of teams that are better. The Arizona Diamondbacks made the World Series last year, and nobody had them as a team outside of the beginning of the season when they got hot, but even in the middle of the season thought that that was going to happen. So everything's up in the air. But what, again, what does competitive mean? Let's say, Michael, they lose 92 games. But 30 of the losses are by one run. Are we going to hear, well, look how competitive we were. Look how many games we lost by only one run. If we win half of those games, we're in the playoff. Like, so I want to know what his definition of competitive is. I have my definition, and my definition is in the playoff hunt come September. Is that fair? Or is that asking too much?
That's fair.
You've got three wild card teams now. An 84-win team made the playoffs last year. So I don't think I'm asking for a lot that on September 1st, you're within 5 games of a playoff spot.
An interesting question from our good friend Rick DiPietro of the Morning Show.
I love Rick DiPietro. Yeah.
He said, if the Mets make the playoffs, does Don celebrate with a Filet Mignon?
Listen, I respect Rick. As a talk show host...
As a man?
I'm not getting my cues on how to speak from Rick DiPietro.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's had his flubs, and I'd leave him alone. To me, it's steak Fritz.
He never would say steak Fritz.
Seem like I was some kind of insane, ignorant maniac at this dinner. I think at least 50% of the people pronounce it the way I do.
All right, can I tell you one thing?
That's hot.
I'm
going to
tell you one thing. So who'd you say was there? Dave, Sam... And who else?
It was Dave Maloney, Sam Rosen, and Chris Ebert, who I believe is the director of MSG.
Any point during the dinner, did you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, well, I went out to say goodnight to the kids, the video. Yes, I did.
When
I
did you did that.
That was the moment.
When you did that. They were laughing at you.
Zero shot.
Oh, I guarantee.
No, I'm
going to
tell you why.
They were talking about it, and they were making fun of you.
No,
Steak
I don't.
Fritz.
No, because I believe this is how much respect I have for the three of them.
Yeah.
And the closeness that I have with Dave and Sam and Chris.
Yeah.
That if they would have corrected me at the table and had the laugh there, like, hey, Don.
No. They were so mortified. They made fun of you while you were saying goodnight to the kids. I get if we had Sam on right now, he'd admit it. Because he can't lie. Sam can't lie.
I'd be crippled emotionally if I found that out.
It would be bad.
It would be very bad. I don't believe it. Because I think they're more mature than you. I think they respect me
better
more than
people.
You respect me. Very well said. Better people.
Listen, I'm a great person. But if somebody made that mistake, like if all the Yes Gang went out to dinner and somebody said, I'll have steak Fritz, I would obliterate them first to their face, and then when they went to the bathroom,
a second
their
time.
Back.
Yeah. Well, get ready because if we ever go out to dinner and I order it again, that's exactly how I'm going to order it.
And you might now have to order it even if you don't want it.
Right. Well, I'm not going to want it because I didn't like it. I was disgusted by it. I'll cut my own meat, thank you. I don't need any like little slithers.
Wait, they cut it for you?
Well, no, because it's cut in slices.
Oh, not every. That's not every.
That's not really steak free.
I've never had a steak Fritz.
Well, maybe it is Fritz. Maybe that's where they do it over there. I'm gonna stay out. I'm taking it back. Steak Fritz.
The
Sam's just making fun in that wonderful voice that all New Yorkers know. Like, couldn't you believe?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Cowboys will look different next year.
How? What, do they have a different uniform?
Well, Tyron Smith now has been signed by your New York Football Jets.
Cowboys have done pretty much nothing during free agency.
No, they've done a lot of things. They've lost a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I mean, first of all, Leighton Vander Esch is retiring.
Body beaten up.
28 years old. The linebacker is calling it quits. And now Tyron Smith, one of their best tackle the last couple of years, certainly one of them, on the vaunted O-line of the Cowboys, he'll be protecting Aaron Rodgers next year. Don, how do you feel? Up to $20 million for 1 year.
Well, it's a great pickup if he can stay healthy. He's going to turn 34 in December, and obviously they want to play some meaningful games in December and January, and he's missed more games than he's played over the last 4 years. However, in the 11 games he played in 2021, he went to the Pro Bowl, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
So he's been a phenomenal player.
You hope you're grabbing a little bit more left in the tank. We'll see.
And you know how the Cowboys babied him? I mean, the Jets have to do that. He didn't practice any kind of contact during the week. All he did was lift weights. They just kept him away from any kind of contact other than game day.
And by the way, it doesn't sound like that worked out that well.
Why? He had a good year for them.
Over the last few years, though, with it missing that many games.
Well, how did you let this pass?
I think he played 13 games this year.
Jets will take it.
If you get 13 from him, you take that.
But he played 14 in the previous 3 years combined. So, listen, he's at the end. You're hoping to grab lightning in the bottle. That's why you were able to get him the way you got him.
Has anybody signed Becton? Nobody, right?
No. Who's on the verge of doing it, though? It might be the Cowboys. I heard rumors. Anthony might remember. I definitely heard his name being thrown around. He's going to be somewhere next year. I forget where the name that I heard. That pick didn't work out.
Well, you guys may have heard the news by now. St. John's didn't make the tournament.
I heard this, yeah.
Yeah, and Rick Pitino believes that the NCAA ranking system's got some issues.
I think we all should probably never mention that word again because I think it's fraudulent. I think the Nets are something that shouldn't even be mentioned anymore. We had a good strength of schedule. Ken Pom, why mention him? We were 26 in Ken Pom. We tried to play a tough schedule. We tried to do things the right way. We didn't get in, but I never make excuses. I respect the committee for what they do. They give their time. They give their energy to it. They didn't think that we measured up to their standards, and we'll take it very positively like men and move forward. We're not going to gripe. We're not going to say, we got screwed. What happened? None of that helps. Bitterness does not help. I've had enough bitterness in my life to last a lifetime.
Well, because it's in your life, it's a lifetime. But I would say this, though, just because you play a tough schedule doesn't mean that you should get in. You got to win games in the tough schedule. I mean, they're quad one wins. I think they were 4-12, 4-11. I mean, you got to win games.
They obviously didn't respect this 6-game winning streak.
I think they did, Don, except it was too much, too little, too late.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think they didn't respect it because of the damage was already done. And the fact is, all right, you beat Seton Hall, but you lost to them the 2 times during the regular year. And I wonder if that really hurt the two of them. Like, maybe if Seton Hall had won their game against St. John's and swept St. John's, that might have been enough to get them in. If St. John's had split during the regular season and won that game in the Big East, might have been enough for St. John's to get it. I think that's probably what did them in. But the whole conference should be discussed, and I'm glad that Danny Hurley agreed. Just 3 teams?
Mike Hill on Twitter makes a great point. Mm. He said, I'm surprised Dave Maloney didn't step on Don's order.
Wow, strong.
And Dave would have corrected me. He's got no problem correcting me. I think that there are 3 human beings that didn't think it was that big of a deal. And the server didn't think it was a big deal either. She corrected me. It didn't register to me because I don't care. It was a big nothing burger. You're making out to me because, again, you want to just prove some sort of a point that I'm an ignoramus.
No!
I really don't care how you pronounce it. And no one else does either.
I love you. You know I love you. I don't think you're an ignoramus. I think there's some gaps in your education, but you're not an ignoramus.
About food? I'm not a foodie.
Well, you eat more than I do. You eat more food than I do.
Right, but and I'm not.
That doesn't make him a foodie.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Makes me a moron.
Oh, you mean different food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to hear from Maruco or not? You're running out of time.
Calm down.
He predicted this.
Yeah. I got plenty of time. I'm cruising.
You really don't.
All right, you want to hear it? You want to hear the great call?
Yeah.
The Don says this call is better than the game-winning shot from Kyrie Irving, the running left-handed jumper. Here's the call yesterday from ABC.
Looking in for Irving. Irving for the win!
Well, listen, you know how I feel about Ryan. He's great. the sound mixer, I didn't hear what he had to say.
That's not Ryan's fault.
But then how do you know?
No, but you said it was better than the shot.
Through the steppage. No, it's an incredible call.
The steppage by the crowd. The mixing was awful on that.
You got to do a better
Ryan's
job.
Ryan's call was incredible.
I'm sure it was, but I don't
shot.
Know.
Better than the shot.
Better than the shot.
But the shot's difficulty level, for Ryan, who's an astute talker, that was nothing. He could do that in his sleep. Kyrie Irving, if he went out there with no one covering him, it might be hard for him to make that shot again.
Understood. And yet, through a bad mix, still Ryan Rusko.
Looking in for Irving. Irving for the win!
Absurd, and I heard, oh my God.
A southpaw finish.
Yeah. Come
from
on.
Kyrie Irving.
Come on, come back to us.
No, it was hard to hear. The mix needs a better, they do a better job.
It was, I'll go as far as to say, way better than the shot.
Way better. He's just going to keep digging deeper.
Of course.
You
that's
don't
him.
Want.
Until I'm proven otherwise.
Let's hear from
about the mix.
Let's hear from Kyrie Irving on playing during Ramadan.
It's a difficult journey, and you know, to be able to play 48 minutes and not do it with having a drink or any food in my stomach is nothing short of a miracle.
Well,
kind of humble.
Yeah.
Nothing short of a miracle. I mean,
I don't know how he does it, man.
Really impressive.
I would have a headache. Like,
a miracle, Don? Walking on water is a miracle.
I listen, it's a little exaggeration.
Splitting the Red Sea open, that's a miracle.
Yeah.
Making it through one game. Because generally speaking,
it's pretty damn impressive.
It's very
minutes.
It's very impressive.
Miracle?
But
short.
But during Ramadan, he will play mostly all night games, right? And isn't he able to cram the meal down generally right before the night games?
Right.
This was a day game.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one. He can't do it.
Miracle, though?
Miracle. Well, you know, it's inherently not a miracle because you're in control of it. Now, if he had hit some sort of wall where he thought, like, you know, the walls were closing in on him, and then he was lifted up. But who are we to judge someone's spiritual experience, Michael?
By the way, maybe I'm a little ahead of myself. We're announcing a new show on ESPN.
Go ahead.
Kyrie and Rodgers. It's going to be great.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're going to talk about everything that's accepted in society and break it down.
Right.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you guys want...
I think it's going to be a segment on McAfee.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You guys, let's hear from RG3, an interesting take on Caleb Williams.
Bad take.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall.
No.
After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become. Caleb Williams is on record saying.
You're a friend.
I've never liked someone more, like, as a player, and he's a lovely, nice guy, and hated, like, 70% of his takes.
James Daugherty has something really smart to say about Don's pronunciation.
Any relation to Brad Daugherty?
No, he said maybe it would be steak Fritz if the Germans had won World War II.
Strong. Get it? French, German. That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by our dearest of friends at Security Dodge. Go ahead and check out their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
I can't say Hawthorne, can't say entrepreneur, and he kills me.
No, he's got his flaws. You're right.
And we just let it go.
No, you let it go.
Fritz.
Fritz.
I don't know.
Punching bag here. You don't let anything go. Have some nerve.
You know what?
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.